Hello and welcome to this episode of the AF Mentors podcast. I have Jules and Moyne with me today. Jules, how are you?
Absolutely wonderful. I put on fake tan yesterday, so I feel like I've got my whole life together.
Nailed it.
Easy, please.
Maureen, Senior Player of the Year. How are you?
I am great, thank you.
How does it feel?
Oh, like I just can't explain. I just need to thank all my fans and my family.
Who votes for it?
So it wasn't actually a vote. It was so I'm on a, it's usually the management, but I'm part of the management as well. So we had a little meeting and was like,
Bit
player, please.
biased.
Yeah, no, listen. So we had like a meeting and it was like, oh, who are we going to vote as players of the year? And we couldn't really think of anybody that really stood out. So we were like, okay, we look at the stats. And then one of our managers is like an engineer and he's all like data, records everything after a game. And he opened his laptop and he was like, well, you're top of the table. And I was like, oh, well, I'm on the management. I'm happy for you to give it to somebody else because 2 years ago I was supposed to get it. And I said, no, here, give it to somebody else. So then this year they said, absolutely not. We're not giving it to anybody else. You're getting it. So I was like, okay.
Oh,
Yeah. So I was
how
happy.
nice of you to be like, do you know what? Someone else probably needs that more than me, like that boost.
Yeah. There you go. I'm just such a nice person.
Selfless, absolutely selfless. Okay, what topics do we have to go over today?
Something that I've been noticing that's coming up a lot is people not actually knowing what their clients' struggles are. That has been a big problem on most of my accountability calls for the last 2 weeks. And people having this idea that, oh, they need, I need to go into this niche because, oh, that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants fat loss, for example. But I've had a couple of people who didn't really resonate with that message themselves, but they thought that's what I should be doing because this is where there's a massive target market. But they were struggling to get their message out because they didn't actually connect with that message themselves.
Okay, so that has actually just come up on one of my calls as well. More like the first point that you made about like not knowing what your clients struggle with. I wanted to do a bit of a pep talk podcast today for Commit to Six because it's the start of the next round. And so I was like, what are people's biggest reservations when they start? What are the barriers to signing up? Why do they think they're going to fail? So I did a post in the group and I was like, can you comment? Like, now I'm lucky as fuck that I have the most amazing client base who are all willing to put like paragraphs down to be like, this is how I felt. This is what's different. This is what really helped me. These are the things that stuck out to me. But getting that kind of information from your clients is gold. And if you can do it by individually reaching out to them, actually, even better, even if it's your older clients, like, oh, hey, Jules, not spoken for a while. Hope you're doing well. I'm just trying to create some more content around what the biggest struggles my clients have are. Would you just answer three questions for me? What was your biggest fear when you signed up? What were your reservations when you signed up? And what do you think the biggest barriers for you to achieve what you did were? That what you get back will be gold. Not only that, but you'll probably pick up clients from reaching out to old clients. Like, it's the most simple thing, but it works, especially when it's genuine and you're not being like, hey, Jules, got a new program, want to sign up? It's like, hey, how are you? Remember when you achieved that amazing thing? What was it you really struggled with? Because I want to listen and I want to give you support to overcome that. And you're kind of showing that, like, you do care, you do listen, you do want to help people, and you're going to resonate with them because it's literally what your clients are saying, you know? That's why most of my content comes from that group, because they give me such incredible content because they're willing to like open up and share what they were struggling with because they want to help other people. I would be thinking about that.
I also think, how did you get here? So, how did you get to this point that you're like, right, I want to help X population with X problem? What led you to this point? Because for so many coaches, it's they had that problem and now they want to help other people solve it. So, I think people need to then take themselves back to when they started. What would be the one thing, like in business and fat loss and whatever it is, what would have been the one thing that would have helped you? What was your biggest struggle and what was missing, and how can you provide that? How can you answer that question?
And also on that point, people love following your journey. Like, you'll notice this with, I mean, almost every influencer, but even like when you look at like Hormozy's work, like he's not like, this is how you grow a business. He's like, this is how I grew my business, you know? And as much as it kind of annoys me to an extent, because I'm like, here's all the thousands of women I've helped, and this is what I learned from them. Nobody cares. When I'm like, oh, by the way, sometimes I structure my meals like this, people are like, oh my God, tell me more. Like, what's going on? Like, they want to follow your journey. This helped me resonates way more than, weirdly, this helped thousands of women that I work with. So tell your own story. And if you are someone who wants to help people with their relationship with food, because you always struggled with your relationship with food, tell that story. And then also you kind of, another thing that a lot of coaches struggle with is like, but what if I'm wrong? You can't be wrong if you're like, this frame really helped me with my relationship with food. When I started thinking about fueling myself instead of restriction, you can't be wrong. It helped me. It might help you too. That's all you're sharing, and people resonate with it more because it's you. So I would share more of like your story, what you did, what you're trying. People love following on, like, what you, even if it's what you're trying right now. Oh, hey, I'm trying to improve my squat. So what I'm trying is doing squats every other day for 30 days, and I'm going to measure my progress. Anyone else want to follow along? I'll send you the plan. People are way more likely to do that.
Do you know, I think coaches get themselves caught up, though, in everything that they say having to be massively evidence-based, which, obviously, don't make stuff up. It does need to be evidence-based when you're coaching people, but anecdotal evidence still exists. You can tell stories of, like, I think there's something you always say about what a couple of things you do with menopausal clients that don't have a huge amount of evidence, but they have worked in thousands of cases, therefore you use that advice. You're still allowed to use anecdotal evidence and personal experience as well as evidence-based information.
Couldn't agree more. I also think a lot of stuff doesn't need to be evidence-based and will never be. Like, when you actually understand science as well, it's like, sometimes people ask me for evidence for the weirdest stuff, which you can't find evidence for, you know, or like, even if you, yeah, I don't know. I think with certain things, if you're like, oh, this supplement, yeah, there should be an evidence base, or you should be transparent that there isn't. Do you know what? There isn't strong evidence for this, but I use it and I get quite a lot of benefit from it. But I just need to be honest, like, there's no research to back this up. That's also fine to do. And then when it comes to like the evidence of your methods, like, you're not saying it's evidence-based. Like, you're saying it works for some people. So yeah, I think, agree.
I think something that I noticed, like, on the calls was that, like you said, like, people can't resonate because of some people not having that lived experience, and that's why they don't actually understand, but they've gone into something that they think that they should be doing just because of the market being bigger or social media leading them to believe that, oh, this is what I should be doing, this is what everyone's doing, this is a lucrative market, even though they have absolutely no interest in that at all, or actually forgetting why they got into it in the first place, but also not being able to challenge, like, why is this a problem for somebody? Like, somebody might say, what people were saying when I was asking them questions on the call was like, when I said, okay, well, what are your clients' struggles? And they'd say, oh, they can't stick to their diet. But that was the end of the sentence. So it's like, okay, well, why can't they stick to the diet? Because X, Y, Z. Okay, well, why can't they do that? Okay, how does this impact them? These are all the questions you have to ask. And when you can understand all of that, you actually will understand your clients better and connect to them on a better level than just saying, oh, are you trying to lose weight? Do you struggle to stick to your diet? It's like, okay, well, you need to understand why they're struggling to stick to it in the first place to be able to speak to them about that. But I think that's like, that was a big problem. And I think that's really important.
Not just to speak to them about that, but then you can create a tangible solution, right? If you're like, I struggle to stick to my diet. Okay, cool. Well, online coaching will help you with some accountability. Like, no, it won't. Like, it's so vague. If you're like, I struggle to stick to my diet because I never know what I should be eating when, and there's too many options around food, or I end up overeating in the evening. Okay, well, what we're going to do is I'm going to set you a template. It's called the 3-to-1 method. Bam, 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 this is how it works. This is the solution to the problem that you're having. It's specific, it's actionable, and I've created something that's different that solves that problem. And you do it with everything. Oh, I can never stick to my calories. Yeah, because it's unrealistic to do so. That's why we use range targets. Oh, I'm always put off by the scale weight. Cool. 30 days, head down, sticking to your range targets, not looking at the scale weight. This is exactly how we build our businesses, right? Like every single thing here, it's like you'd whittle it down to a problem. What's a distinct problem that you know your client base has? They give up when the scales fluctuate. How do you solve that problem? Okay, there's literally millions of ways to solve that problem. I've decided to do it with 30 days head down. I've named it something. It's an approach. People are buying into it. They also know that, yeah, they, you know, are you someone who gives up every time scales go up or feels disheartened when the scales don't say what you want to say? Oh, yeah, that's me. Cool. You've got that problem. I have the solution. That's what you want to be focused on. And I can't emphasize this enough. Like everything I look at now from a business point of view, I'm like, every business I see that isn't working isn't specific about solving a problem. And every successful business I know solves a problem. And it's normally not like, this isn't my quote. I read it somewhere and I can't remember where, but it was like, you don't, if you start in a business, you don't need an idea, you need a problem. Like ideas are, you know, now and again, it's like an idea might work, but you're way better being like, huh, everyone has this problem. And you know what the best thing is? Solving your own problems. Like there are so many businesses that I could start right now based on the problems that I have as an online coach. And I have the audience to do that because I know all of you guys have the same problems, right? They're going to be successful businesses. Don't have time to do them or the want to do them right now, but they are successful businesses. What isn't is to be like, I've got this really amazing idea of something that probably nobody wants, but I'm really passionate about it. That's probably not going to work, right? Stick to something that you know that people want and then build a business around it. And same with when you're like, if we bring this back to coaching, most people are way too vague with this. Do you struggle with your relationship with food? Everybody does, literally everyone. Like everyone has a relationship with food. That means almost nothing now. You need to get a little bit more specific with things.
But do you know what I think as well? You mentioned it there. So many people in their marketing try and sell people what they're passionate about, not the problem they solve. I love to help women do this. I love to see women learn this. I want to teach people this. Well, that's all about you.
No one cares, Moira. Shut up.
But that's exactly, like, stop telling them what you want and what you're passionate about and what you need from it. What can you give them? What problem can you solve for them? What can you do for me?
Do you know what's even more compelling as well is like the bringing it back to you? Like, I don't know, say it was a business, like, you know, the reason I started AFM, I didn't have a business mentor. There were no females in the industry. There was nowhere to go if you didn't want to sell out and move to Dubai and talk about your Stripe balance and, you know, send a million DMs a day. Like, okay, there's a problem. There's a gap. I can fill it. I can solve it. I can help people do this. Same with EIQ. It's like, there wasn't good nutrition information that was like easily actually applicable, wasn't university level, that would actually make you a better coach at the end of the course. That's what people needed. That's what we created. We already had the audience for it. We already knew that people had that problem. Problem solved, right?
But you sell EIQ on, this will make you a better coach. This will get your clients better results. You just don't sell that on, Amelia and I
love teaching people about nutrition.
Your problem.
Yeah, that's actually such a good point. So many coaches do that. I'm really passionate about helping women build strength. That's cool. You know, write that on your Tinder profile. Not like, this is why you should sign up. And I would like, it always needs to be client focused. What are they going to get? Why are they signing up? What problem do they have? It's called, literally, this is why whenever I look at someone's landing page, every single time starts with, about me. No, I don't care. Like, neither does anybody else. It should be, do you know what? At some point, someone might care. scroll down the page and then they can find a bit about you if they want. But really, it should be like, you've got this problem. I'm going to help you solve it. This is who this is for.
I've got We're all just nodding, smiling. I've
got a lot of energy today.
I love Mondays.
Yeah, so do I actually. Although I went to bed really early last night, kind of buzzing, and then shit hit the fan.
Oh, gosh, I wonder who started that.
Yeah, well, that was great. But do you know what? I've just decided this year, the vibe is like, make it fun. Who cares? You know, we had this little thing where check-ins are going to be a bit late. There's a bit of a mix-up with them. Like, does it actually matter? The outcome is going to be the same. People are going to get slightly late check-ins. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to say that I'm human and I'm going to offer them something extra with it. Great. Literally, nobody will probably care. Now, I could either be mega stressed about that or I could just be like, well, it's going to, you know, the same thing's going to happen, whether you're like, great, let's make it work and let's make sure we over-deliver on the check-ins, or you're like, oh my God, I can't believe something else and messed up. I hate all that. Like, stress is often a bit of a choice.
Yeah.
And I do have to remind myself of that. I'm certainly not like always like, But when you take a perspective, you're like, will this matter in a week? Will I even remember that this happened in a week? No.
Or will they even remember that the check-ins were late?
Literally only one person has noticed.
Yeah, exactly.
Things go wrong. You've just got to be like, right, well, what are you going to do about it?
So exactly. You can
panic and stress or whatever. Is that going to solve the problem? No. So how are we going to solve it? Let's just move forward. And so, everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, but Jules.
Even Emma Story Gordon.
Oh, do you know what? Especially Emma Story Gordon. Like 100% especially me. But Jules, that mindset is so rare. And so, like, honestly, I think about you all the time, and anything happens, I'm like, what would Jules do? She'd be like, huh, okay, that's not great, but what are we going to do? Every time. Like, and it's, that is the mindset you need to have for everything, because shit will always, like, something will go wrong. Even if you plan everything meticulously, something will go wrong, 100%. So what you can do in the situation you're in?
Yeah, how do you fix it?
Love it.
Not curl up in a ball in your bed.
No, I was going to bed early because I was excited about Monday.
Oops.
I didn't sleep like at all last night.
I woke up at 3:30 in the morning. I was like, I wonder if we did this.
Genuinely the same. I was like, and then I was like, how did it even happen? Like, I don't understand. Like, why is there still people in the automation? Like, what's going anyway? Yeah,
it'll be fine.
God, we have real exciting lives waking up at 2 a.m. thinking about active campaign automations.
Yeah, because I was actually going to text you and then I was like, she's gonna think I'm off my fucking rocker. Oh,
I was already texting Kimberly, but she's up, obviously she's on different time zone.
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
Any other topics? Do you know another thing that we did really well last week? We had a quick call. Two very actionable things came off the back of it. Two very exciting actionable things. And then we're like, yeah, we should. So like Jules was like, I think we should have a meetup. I was like, yeah, we should. And then got off the call. I was like, cool. Already confirmed where we want to be. By the way, they remembered us from last time.
Really?
I was like, oh, you remember me? And she's like, yeah, I remember that interesting visitor you had. I was like, yes.
All do. All remember that.
Yes.
Anyway, guys, £100 off the venue.
Ooh.
I know. Great, isn't it? We booked the venue, booked the date. And do you know what I was just thinking? Previously, it would have taken me, for no reason, 2 to 3 weeks just to kind of think about it, mull it over, almost definitely, you know, look at all the possible options and then almost definitely come back to that first one and then book it. And I was like, What a waste of time. Like, even if there's one that was like, I don't know, marginally better or marginally cheaper or whatever, it's like, it's not worth the time of thinking about it. It's like, just pick something and go for it. I would say the best analogy or transfer for this would be looking at apps. Like, you know, if you're in the AFM group, you know what the top three are. Look at them for 2 days, pick one, go with it. Don't change it. Done.
It's the same if you're launching something. Just put it together and get it out there. Don't sit with it for 6 weeks perfecting every detail of it, because it'll never be perfect anywhere. Do a bit of it, get it out, get going.
Do you know what? I've been reading this really good book called the name's not great, but it's called Million Dollar Weekend. And it's one of the things he says, he's like, if you've got an idea, don't do any work on it. Literally just like, say you were thinking, say you got like a 9 to 5 and you're like, I kind of want to do this online coaching thing, right? Package something up that you know is kind of what an online coaching offer is. Speak to 20 people that you know and ask them if they would pay for it. If all of them say no, it's not a good offer. You know, like, you need to rethink that or do a different business or whatever. But it was to say, it was, he was like talking about any kind of business idea, like, oh, you know, if I was to, I don't know, make some cookies for your dog, like, would you buy these? And everyone's like, no. Okay, cool. Then you don't need to waste any more time on that. Like, move on to the next idea. Instead of what most people do, which is like, do you know what I should do? Make a logo, get some merchandise, buy a domain name, build a website, market some stuff, create Instagram, TikTok, and then I'll see if anyone wants to buy it. Like, no, you literally need to look at your small circle and be like, is this viable? Will even one or two? And his whole thing is like, within a weekend, you need to make your first sale, even if it's $1. Like, will someone buy something from you within 48 hours? If not, move on to something else. Slight, and it doesn't like completely translate to online coaching, but it's quite a good frame for like, just get out there and do something. When, and with online coaching, people do the same. They're like, I need a brand, a logo, a color scheme, a website, a blah, blah, blah. And then before they've even thought about like, will anyone actually be interested in this?
It's the same with content. It's like, oh, I won't put out content. I need to focus on creating all these resources for the clients that I don't have. But it's like, I can't put out content. It needs to be perfect, or it needs to have this, it needs to have that. But you're just putting more barriers in front of yourself.
Yeah. Shitty little excuses.
Grow up.
Grow up with your shitty little excuses. My girlfriend always says, grow up. It's like her a response to anything, oh, grow up. But I do quite like it. It's so patronizing. Like, she would say
Very.
it to me.
Yeah, now if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, whoo,
But it is,
go.
I just think patronizing people, especially when they're knobs, is just like such a lovely little win.
Grow
Like
up.
being polite to people when they're really, like, really rude. Love it. Get such a kick from it.
Walking down the street, they're laughing. Oh.
No, you know when someone's just been really rude to you and you're like, oh, I don't know, you're just so nice to them. And then it's like, it's obviously so embarrassing for you right now.
Yeah, or do you know when people say if somebody's really rude to you or like that, ask them, are you okay? Like, out in a coffee shop, can you imagine? Are you okay?
Yeah. What
Like,
happened
you'd be
in
like,
your life
oh,
that you would feel? Yeah, like, imagine someone in front of you in a coffee shop has been really rude to the barista and you're like, are you okay? Is everything okay? Because this is not a normal transition. Like, you shouldn't be this angry about the fact they accidentally put in normal milk instead of oat milk. Like, please sit down. Yeah. Anyway, any last thoughts? Closing thoughts?
Jules.
This is quite random, but you know the way we always tell coaches how they should speak about their product, and they should be really sure of it. And if they don't think it's the best product in the world, then no one else will. I've watched, now I know nothing about skincare, nothing. I've been watching somebody called Caroline Hirons, who is
I used to coach her.
Oh, did you? Like, yeah. Skincare expert.
By the way, I had absolutely no idea who she was when she signed up.
She's like mega.
As a businesswoman, she is like absolutely phenomenal and so impressive. Anyway, continue.
I love watching her because although I know absolutely nothing about her industry and she talks about all of these things and I'm just like, oh, okay, because I don't know anything about it. The way she talks about skincare fascinates me from a marketing perspective. She is so sure of what she's saying in a very nice way. Like, she comes across as the expert that she believes in what she's saying. And no matter what she was to tell me about skincare, I would believe it. And it's the way she conveys her information. So if you're unsure about how you should talk about your product, go and watch some of Caroline Hirons' YouTubes or Instagram lives. She does Instagram lives at 5 o'clock at night in competition with ESG. So I've got to pick who I watch at five.
I know, because whenever I go on, I'm like, oh, Caroline's on. But then I go on hers and she's got like 2,000 people watching.
I think she does a live like every day at 5 o'clock. And the way she talks about skincare is fascinating from like a marketing point of view. She's absolutely...
Oh, I need to start watching that.
Yeah, I love listening to her. Just, she's so... And even if she doesn't know something, she would say, I don't know that, I'll go and find out. Or can somebody tell me, or where can I get that information? It's just the way she conveys her information about her brand and about her area of expertise is fascinating. So if you're unsure about how to convey your message about your coaching, go and take some lessons from Emma's pal, Caroline Hirons.
My pal. Yeah, I think it's the confidence that comes across with. Even the ability to be like, I don't know, never heard of that. Instead of, because it's very tempting sometimes if someone's like, I don't know, you're on live and someone's like, oh, what do you think of Hydro Cleanse or whatever? And you're like, oh, well, it's probably nothing to better. If you're just like, I've absolutely never heard of that. Happy to have a look at it if you want to send me the link. That's way more confident than you trying to bullshit through like that you should have heard of it. So you're kind of going to say something about something or whatever. Or even if you've not made your mind up on something. For a while, people would ask me about collagen. And I was like, yeah, I just kind of kicked the can down the road. I was like, I'm going to write something on this, but I want to read up on it a little bit more first. Fine. All right, well, okay then.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. God, it's Monday, isn't it? I thought it was Tuesday. I thought we had to get this out. Right, okay, great. All right, if you are interested in joining AFM, head over to afmentors.com. And very exciting news coming shortly about our next meetup, and also your chance to join a mastermind. Oh, that's going to be big. Okay, thanks all. Bye.